Is this normal? It's probably nothing serious. Maybe I'll feel better tomorrow.
Emergency symptoms can be good at hiding. That's why you shouldn't ignore symptoms like chest pain, high fever, trouble breathing, or severe stomach pain. They could be a medical emergency in disguise. Thankfully, an Eastside ER is ready to serve you 24/7 with fast wait times and dedicated ER experts, so we can quickly help turn your questions into answers. Visit eastsidemedical.com.
Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett studio inside the Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio is cared for by Eastside Medical Center, providing quality care to Gwinnett County and the greater Atlanta area for over 38 years.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio, broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett studio here in the beautiful Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel. And as you just heard, the show is brought to you by Eastside Medical Center. I'm Mike Salmon, and joining me today on the show, her first time, she's a rookie, Amanda Pierce is co-hosting the show. Amanda, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
We are glad to have you on staff as our Director of Sales and Marketing, and we threw you into the fire today to co-host on the show, so thank you so much for that. And we have an awesome guest joining us as well here in the studio. Kevin Laris is the owner of Shower Pants LLC. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for joining us. Tell us all about Shower Pants LLC and what you do.
How long do you have?
We've got all day long, Kevin.
Well, good morning, Mike. Thank you, guys. Thank you to Amanda for also inviting me over. Well, Shower Pants was an idea that was always in my head for probably 5-6 years. And it really came about because my mother had fallen and broke her hip, so I had to remodel her bathroom. Obviously, I had to make it borderless. Even as a builder, which I am, you know, I do own a construction company, was expensive, even at cost. And of course, I've been doing many bathrooms for many years. I also wanted something special for my customers. So basically, I had this thing in my head that told me I have to find something that's better. There are many shower pans in the area. They're made by many companies, but they're not really true borderless. If you want to make a borderless shower pan, you will have to actually build it out, you know, and that also gets expensive. Mm-hmm. So my wife and I took a trip to Europe, to Italy, and the hotel where we stayed actually had this borderless shower pans that I'm using now, or that I'm selling now. And so we looked at it and we went like, wow, this is it. This is what we need to do. We got to find where it is made. Obviously, in the hotel, nobody knew. That night, we went out to dinner with a couple of our friends that lived there, and I showed him a picture of the shower pan. And by the grace of God, the guy goes, I know the owner of the factory that makes those shower pans in Spain. So we kind of looked at each other, Isabel and I, and we just said, like, okay, this is really weird, okay?
So an aha moment.
Yes, it was that moment. You actually hear the little music. You
know, and the light bulb go off.
Yes, and a little angel comes down. But basically, we made plans to go to Spain. We changed our trip back home. Actually, I came back home because I had to work. Isabel went to the factory in Alicante, Spain.
And Isabel is your lovely wife.
She's my lovely wife and my partner for 27 years now. So basically, we actually went to the factory, met with the owners, and walked it. And she came back with a lot of paperwork and samples and that kind of a thing. And we started studying just a little bit. We went through the OSHA thing and just to make sure that this is something that can meet the U.S.
requirements.
Specs.
Exactly. Right.
So it is a C3 anti-slip, so OSHA gave a thumbs up. Since it's mineral and it's an eco-friendly resin, actually the rest of the powers that be gave her thumbs up, mm-hmm. because it's not really an electrical, there's nothing there that is a chemical or anything of the sort. Of course, we are working with the CSA to get the required stamps on it, mm-hmm. You know, because Canada, which is one of the markets that we want to open also, they do require CSA. United States and Europe have their accords, mm-hmm. so the CE certifications are valid in the United States. So that's how it came about. So we started working, you know, showing to different people, and you know, we had samples. I brought in about 200 units from Europe. I bought them out of my own pocket.
How did you get those samples here?
Well, we bought them at the factory. Mm-hmm. We chose which models. I got three models right now in three colors here. They were shipped in a container. There were about 160 units, really, plus samples. And they came in by boat.
Wow.
It took about 25 days to get here from the moment of the order to the moment I received it at our warehouse. Like I told you, the MC Granite is my partner in crime, so we keep him there. We have a showroom there also. So we brought those first in. It was a couple of years ago. And we just basically been in the streets, just walking, showing to everybody. I usually have catalogs and a sample in my car. So if I drive by and I see a kitchen and bath place,
you
I stop and I just start talking. So we've had some success. I think after 2 years, people through our webpage and Amazon and eBay, they have gotten to know our product. So we visited, we were at the KBIS show in February in Las Vegas. We acquired probably about 110 solid leads.
Congratulations.
And with some of them, we're working with them right now.
Wow.
To actually sell them and that kind of thing. So basically, that's how it came about. It was all about an idea when mom fell, you know, thinking about, and I saw so many, and I don't know if you noticed, there's so many adult communities or senior citizen living places that are coming up in the Atlanta area and all over the United States. I mean, every corner. You
and
actually
it's the
see
perfect
what,
product.
It is the perfect product. So we've been trying to get with those designers and architects to put them out there. So we've sold a few. We've got, I would say, about 20, 30 units. It is a new product. People need to understand it.
So
it,
half of the battle is going to be educating the market beforehand.
Exactly. So, you know, we have a YouTube channel through our webpage. You can actually see it. I've got two or three videos there. I'm actually going to do a live installation video within the next couple of weeks. One of my customers, we sold four shower pans for his remodel. I'm remodeling his house, and he liked them, and so we're going to install them. Should be in the next week or two.
And you're going to do a tutorial on YouTube?
Absolutely.
How to install them?
Absolutely.
That's fantastic.
Yes.
So would you say that your shower pans are simple enough to install that a handy fella around the house could do so?
Absolutely.
Or would it require a professional?
Absolutely. It's very simple. It is one piece. It's one solid piece. They're about 3/4 of an inch thick. They weigh about between 60 and 80 pounds. One or two people can do it. Any handyman could actually do it. Because this is, just imagine a floor tile, but the size of a bathtub.
Right. Do you put grout underneath? What is the component that you put underneath the pan
you
itself?
Actually, it's actually real simple. You install them on your subfloor, okay? You do have to use liquid nails or anything. So if you want to use ThinSet, you do a very thin coat of ThinSet on your floor, on your subfloor, then you just lay it there. Within 24 hours should be set. What you got to make sure is that the floor is very level. Because this is a one-piece unit, it has its own fall. It's got 1/4 of an inch per foot waterfall into the drain, which is cold. And so you just got to make sure the floor is actually level. If it isn't, you could also shim it and level it just like you would do with the tile floor. Okay. Then the second step, once it's dried, you will install your backer board like you normally do on your subfloor, and then your actual tile. That should take the 3/4 of an inch needed for the shower to be a true borderless shower. So you could actually roll in. There is a style that we sell that is for basements when you have concrete floors. It's going to be, you're going to have a reveal probably 1/2 inch. You could still roll your wheelchair in there if you want to. So
you just said what I was about to ask you about. So your shower pans are ADA compliant.
Absolutely.
That is fantastic.
Absolutely.
Especially in the world of hotels and like you mentioned, senior communities and so on and so forth.
Absolutely, yes.
Now, I had the pleasure of actually seeing and touching in real life one of your shower
pans
at an event that we met at, the Improve USA event.
Correct.
And it was a beautiful kind of teal, like slate color. Talk to me about the varieties that you offer and what the consumer has as far as control for aesthetics.
Okay. Well, let me go back a little bit and tell you how they manufacture this. Okay. First of all, it's an open mold. It's not a dual mold. A dual mold creates empty shell, if you want to call it. So this is open mold. It is about 40% resin and 60% minerals. And by minerals, I mean the factory buy the powder of in quarries, marble quarries, granite quarries, and they mix it with the actual resin. And then once it's done, the color, which is where we want to go to, that's why I'm talking about the manufacturing process, it's actually what they do is they paint the mold. They actually spray the color in the mold, and they also spray they mix the color into the mix.
Minerals, right.
Okay, so that way it's a through and through. So you could actually cut them like you cut any tile.
And it's solid.
And it's solid. Huh. So it dries. So what happens? Color-wise, you could choose any color in the spectrum. Mm-hmm. If you want a bright pink one, we'll put bright pink paint in it.
How do you know pink was my favorite color?
You know, it's one of those things. Anyway, so you will actually mix any color. Starting July, if you have your favorite team, as an example, you have a picture, if you want to have a mountain picture on it, you could actually bake it into the product. It is not a sticker. I can't tell you the whole process of how they do it, but that's the ones that you saw that had the pebbles and, you know, all that.
The fancy ones.
Those are coming after July. The factory just bought a second factory, about 35,000 square feet.
Wow.
That they're going to accommodate, their demand, and then they have the new machinery that's going to do this. So so you could actually choose what you want.
Those teams are going to be big for all the man caves.
Yes.
The ones that have bathrooms, at least.
Absolutely. of course, making one with your team logo, it might be a little expensive, but if you want to do it.
Personalized touch.
Absolutely. We definitely do it. There is no, this factory doesn't say no. Mm-hmm. Okay. Whatever you bring them, they're going to try to make it. Actually, at the Vegas show, we had a guy he wanted a 10-foot long shower pan. Don't ask me where he was going to put it, but, you know, he actually asked us, and the factory representative that was there with us said, yes,
sure,
we definitely do it. The mold is so much, and this guy is actually thinking, because I think he's going to buy more than one, but we don't know yet. He's out of California. So the manufacturing process, that's where all the magic happens. Mm-hmm. Actually, the shower pans, when they come out of the oven, they're very flexible. You could actually flex them. Mm-hmm. Then within 24 hours, they will dry as hard as marble or quarry, you know, anything of the sort. So
is that when you guys mold the product, per se? Because you said that it's malleable during that time. So do you have something that you imprint it on to get the shape of the actual shower itself?
We have a mold. Mm-hmm. The actual molds are made in different sizes, different shapes. And that's where you get the shape or, you know, the fall and that kind of thing on each shower pan. So that's we take them out of the mold, and that's where I meant, you know, when you take them out of that mold, they become flexible. Or they're still flexible because they just come out of the oven. But the mold is what makes everything. I do have a video. There's a video on our YouTube channel on the webpage also, showerpanliners.com.
What is your YouTube channel? Share with
me. It's showerpanliners.com. Or Shower Pants LLC, and you'll be able to come up with it. But if you go to our webpage, you actually, you know, look for the icon at the bottom of the page, and, you know, you click there and you go to the YouTube channel.
And just to share with everybody out there, that website is www.showerpanliners.com.
Correct. Exactly. So you will see there's some videos of the factory and the molds, how they manufacture. Now, it is not totally automated. The only automation would be the mixing of the resin with the minerals and the ovens.
But and the rest is done by hand.
By hand. All the quality checks and control, they're done by hand. You'll see that in some of the videos.
Very
on webpage also, you actually see some of these videos. But so they actually do this by hand. Mm-hmm. There's always somebody touching it to make sure that it's
quality.
The right quality. Mm-hmm. They package them by hand. It is a product that, after I visited the factory, even though there are many factories in Europe, Spain is where this originated.
And that's your primary source?
Correct.
For the pants?
Yes. And and this factory is the second biggest factory in Europe.
Wow.
So what convinced me of the product was the care. And then talking to the owner, Kike, we sat down, we went to have lunch in, you know, Spain, bottles of wine during lunchtime, and, you know, all these great things. Mm-hmm. The guy's down to earth, and he just told me, he said, you know, I know this is going to take a long time, so take the time you need, but you can count on me, and I will, you know, I'll give you all the support that I can. And they have.
For it to grow and flourish.
Yes, and he's on my speed dial. I mean, I could call him, Kike, I have an issue, and he'll resolve it at that point.
It's so wonderful to have an interactive partner.
Absolutely.
That leads me to my next question, Kevin. Yes. What do you see for, what do you envision, you know, for your product in the future?
I would love to see this product in, like we talk about ADA hotels, in senior citizen living mm-hmm. homes, because it is a true borderless shower pan. Mm-hmm. I want to help people, and I think this is my way of probably getting there. Yes.
Well, it came into conception for you wanting to fulfill a need for your own family.
Correct. And I have been reading, which I didn't mention before, but there is an OSHA report. I don't have the actual name of it right now, where they, it's actually on the web, it's public. They did it with one of these corporations that also does testing and that kind of thing, that the average injuries in the United States for elderly and children are in bathtubs.
The bathtubs, I can imagine.
So they were recommended, and at that point, and mm-hmm. this came out, I think, like 2010 or so, and they were recommending borderless shower pans. Mm-hmm. That's where a lot of these companies, you know, USG and Schluter, which are great companies, they actually have a kit so you could build a borderless shower pan.
Huh.
So, and also the idea, because I've used them in my own business. Mm-hmm. So the idea of the shower pan or the showerless pan came from there, mm-hmm. but that was still expensive.
Right.
Okay, so I wanted a product to help people, the elderly and children.
That was practical.
That was practical and not that expensive. Mm-hmm. Even though they look luxurious, and they are, you could mm-hmm. put them in million-dollar homes,
yes.
they're really accessible to uh-huh. a lot of people.
Yes.
The biggest size I carry right now, it's a 3x7 foot, and that retails for about $980.
Mm-hmm.
That's the full pan in any color.
Uh-huh.
It actually comes with its own drain valve
nice.
Also. So, you know, it's easy for, like my plumber, he loves it because it cuts his installation time in half.
Yes.
You could actually have a shower pan installed within 24 hours.
Oh, that's convenient.
You know, and ready to actually mm-hmm. go. So that's where it all happened. I want to help. I want to make sure that we could get it to all these homes, you know, the elderly. I mean, my mom is 85. Mm-hmm. She fell down, like I said before, and that's where the light bulb came up. I said, this got to be an easier mm-hmm. way. So that's where I want to have. I want to make sure the hotels have it mm-hmm. in their ADA rooms, homes, mm-hmm. you know, for the elderly.
And you also mentioned new builds,
and
so
exactly.
for residential
absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely. That's something that I think people are going to enjoy, mm-hmm. and they're going to see how practical it is.
Yeah. And a lot of the builders these days, you have the option to select certain vanities and certain
correct.
Amenities within, you know, the home before
correct.
You actually move into it. So
correct.
That'd be a wonderful luxury for someone to choose from at
yes,
that time.
Absolutely.
So that leads me into, while we have everyone here, Kevin, what is your ideal customer for Shower Pans LLC? I know yep. you mentioned servicing those who have a need for it, the ADA
exactly.
and the elderly, but beyond that, the actual customer themselves, who do you seek?
We want a Shower Pans distributors. We want to really, because I am, or Shower Pans is the direct distributor or representative of the factory.
Mm-hmm.
We have the exclusive right to bring the United States this particular brand.
Mm, congratulations
so,
for the exclusivity.
Yes, and so my main idea is maybe West Coast and, you know, Mid-US and East Coast get 2 or 3 distributors and we sell to them.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that way they will distribute through their channels. You know, Floor and Decor as an example,
mm-hmm.
You know, that I've been trying to work with them. And there are other distributors. I mm-hmm. do work, I have Sloan, that we've been working with them for this project that they have.
Mm-hmm.
They tested our shower pan and they're super happy with it.
Mm-hmm.
They just haven't yet gotten to that point
right.
where, but they're talking to their architects for this particular project that they're doing. It's about 300 to 400 townhouses,
ooh.
Apartments, and that mm-hmm. kind of thing. So basically, that's where I want to be. I want to go. We have our own retail
mm-hmm.
Shop here in Kennesaw.
Right.
And so I will keep that because there's going to be the handyman that's
yeah.
going to look at it in the webpage and where do I buy because I want it.
Or someone that's remodeling their basement
exactly.
to welcome a new family
exactly.
member or in-law and they might like
correct.
To choose from one of your pans.
Exactly. So I'll have them there and they're here.
Mm-hmm.
For the distributors, obviously, they'll buy directly from the factory because
mm-hmm.
they will. The price they will get is the factory price.
Right, and
even
quantity
if,
as
in
well.
Quantities, mm-hmm. correct. This factory is making about 20,000 shower pans a month right now.
Wow. So you are distributing and selling about 20,000 shower pans
worldwide
on a monthly basis. Wow, that's remarkable.
Yes, they their market, European market is that's where most of it goes. They reach even China, Russia, Greece, but I think the whole European Union. You know, they distribute too. So and it's one of the oldest too. Started about 15 years ago, which is when the shower pans came out in Europe. So basically, it's that. I mean, we want the distributors, like I said, in certain markets that are going to be crucial and very to the point where this growth of elderly, you know, we with the millennials, you know, we're all going to go there, and I believe that's why they're building so many. I would love to live in one of them. They're so beautiful, you know. So, but
and it's really kind of like a preventative installation per se, because if somebody goes with a traditional shower product and they experience failure or an accident, much like you shared, or you know, it breaks or breaches, that would be avoided with your product from the beginning.
Absolutely. Well, just think about this: when you do a shower floor, a lot of people like the pebbles, or they want to have small tiles. How many grout lines do you have?
Okay. Many.
Exactly. Through the years, the grout lines will start cracking.
And changing color.
Changing color. Okay. So what happens, and I as a builder and a remodeler, I have fixed many, many of showers because the actual grout line fails after so many years, and you get water leakage under the shower pan. So to fix it, you have to remove the whole thing, redo it again, get you liners and et cetera, and that gets expensive. With our shower pans, you don't have an issue.
From day one.
From day one.
I
you
like
have
it.
No grout lines. If you seal it correctly, which there are many products out there that you seal your subfloor, then you won't have an issue. But the best part, if you do and you installed it correctly, you could actually remove it, fix the problem, and put it back.
Oh, that's
correct.
Awesome.
Even though you do glue it down, but it's like a tile.
Yeah.
You know, you could fix tiles. You just, you know, crack it just around it or that seal.
And address the issue underneath.
Address the issue and you install it back again. So that it's so versatile.
It is. It sounds versatile. And you're very knowledgeable about the product.
Well, 2 years of reading, making sure that I could answer the questions you asked me.
All of the questions? Yes.
Yeah. So.
Well, thank you for sharing with everybody, all of our listeners, about Shower Pans LLC.
Correct.
Would you like to share any information about how the public could reach you or find your product online if they'd like to take a look?
Absolutely. We have our webpage at www.showerpanliners.com. We have a Facebook page, Shower Pans LLC. We have
like
an Instagram
page.
Yes, and thank you. And we have an Instagram page, Pinterest page. You could call me. I mean, my cell phone is always on. It's
Would you care to give the number?
Sure, absolutely. 404-551-0102. It's never off. I answer my phone to everybody. So
that's how I do business, too.
Yes. Unless you say, how do you call it? No number or something like that, then I don't answer. But
let him leave a voicemail.
Yes. But I'm very reachable. My email is showerpans18@gmail.com.
Perfect.
Or info@showerpanliners.com. But we are very reachable. We usually answer within 24 hours on our email.
Right.
And I mean, it's just call me. I mean, I have all the answers that you guys need.
Yes. Okay. Well, very interesting information, Kevin. Thank you so much for taking the time to share it with us today. Mike, did you have anything that you wanted to add?
No, I just want to say an amazing story. And it's amazing how, say, an accident with your mother changes really the course of your life. And you went into this business, and look what you're doing now.
Absolutely, Mike.
It's a great story, and we want to thank you for sharing it here on Business Radio X. And before we say our goodbyes, I want to let you know or remind you that Gwinnett Business Radio is brought to you by Eastside Medical Center. Quality care close to home. Eastside Medical Center has been a community healthcare leader for over 39 years. Nationally recognized for patient safety, Eastside focuses on delivering quality care with exceptional outcomes by utilizing the most advanced technology and experienced physicians. For more information on Eastside's system of care, visit eastsidemedical.com. And, of course, we are broadcasting, as you've known, for the last 5 years from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studio. And love is what makes a Subaru. Get big savings and enjoy our hassle-free experience, Subaru of Gwinnett, where people sell cars. Visit SubaruofGwinnett.com and join our family today. Come on in and see the difference. If you're already a Subaruist, no worries. Then follow Subaru of Gwinnett on their Facebook page for the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events. Once again, thank you to our guest, Kevin Laris with Shower Pans LLC, for joining us on the program, and a great job by Amanda as well. First time hosting the show, and you knocked it out of the park. Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you.
Thank you, Amanda, for having me here.
My pleasure. Appreciate it.
Until next time, for Amanda and Kevin, I'm Mike Salmon. We'll see you next time here on Gwinnett Business Radio.